he kind of felt like Dave Rice and I sort of parted from him, you know, because we wanted to do our own thing. But really, Davis had kind of just gotten a little lethargic, and he was not that motivated anymore. Rice and I, we were like on it. We didn't know what the hell we were doing, but we knew we wanted to do it. And we were very aggressive about it, and we, you know, still wanted to play and still wanted to write and still wanted to go to shows. And I think I might have touched on the fact that, you know, while we were playing as the Blind, Dave Davis did have a propensity to get the Blind banned from clubs around the Detroit area, because he'd always get in huge fights, not physical, but arguments with the people who booked the place or the bar owners, because he never felt that the band was getting paid its due for all the people that came to the show to see the band. And so it just, so the number of clubs that were willing to have the Blind play in had just shrunk massively. And so Dave Rice and I, it was just kind of like, all right, well, maybe, you know, is we're very sad that this Jefferson apartment thing just got taken away from us, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise, because we'll be able to sort of regroup and try and do something. So Davis just fell by the wayside. He just wasn't motivated. You know, he really kind of stopped playing music. He found a cheap apartment in Ferndale, and he just, you know, he got a job as like a cook, you know, and just really just not being that motivated. And Rice and I were like, fuck that, we're still going to do this. So we continued rehearsing and writing songs in his basement, and enter Michael McFeeters, who I knew because he was doing window displays for Silver's, the office supply store on Congress Street, right across the street from one of the Gregory Marin Tom office supply stores. And I was intrigued by how fantastic his windows displays were. And then one day I saw him in there doing it, and he looked like he was kind of a funky guy. And so I went in, I started talking to him, and it turns out he plays bass. He's been playing bass his whole life. He's been in a bunch of rock bands. And so I told Dave Rice about him. I said, you know, this guy could be our guy. So we invited him down to Dave Rice's place, and it was a real easy fit. And so he started playing bass, and we called ourselves Zero Ambience.